This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. David Rockefeller, the last surviving grandson of John D., died a little bit more than a year ago. And when he did, having been predeceased by his wife Peggy, the estate the couple left behind was a big one. Today, Christie's Auction House began selling the Rockefeller's collection of art and valuables. It'll be online through next Tuesday, and then a couple of days of live auctions. All told, proceeds are expected to be at least $500 million. Some are saying as much as $1 billion, all of it to go to charities that the Rockefellers supported. Ashley Milne-Tite has a preview.
The excitement at Christie's is palpable as a group of visitors embarks on a tour of items from the late David and Peggy Rockefeller's homes and gardens. An estate sale like this one is rare. It includes many hundreds of items, paintings, jewelry, furniture, and porcelain.
And eventually, Peggy and David are able to gather this over 150-piece dinner service, which they really used and loved.
Christie's porcelain specialist, Becky McGuire, is showing us a gilt-edged dinner service with intricately drawn figures shown in a garden or country landscape. It was made in China in the early 19th century. The Rockefellers collected it piece by piece for many years.
And you never see such an enormous service of it. We're thrilled to have it.
The price is estimated at $100,000 to $150,000. But that's a bargain compared to some of the auction's other treasures. Upstairs, Christie's chairman Mark Porter walks me over to a painting that hung in the Rockefellers' living room for 60 years.
She's extraordinary.
We're looking at a Matisse from 1923. In it, a model reclines on a couch, half naked. The mood is sensual.
A Matisse of this quality, scale, and perfection of image hasn't been on the market in four decades.
Porter says Christie's is expecting this work to sell for $70 million, and possibly a lot more. A Picasso in the sale is expected to fetch $100 million. Sarah Douglas is editor-in-chief of Art News magazine. She says the allure of this auction isn't just the exceptional quality of the art, it's where it came from. Take several of the Picassos, once owned by writer Gertrude Stein.
She was close with Picasso, got it directly from Picasso. So you're talking about not only an extremely pristine provenance, but let's say a star-studded provenance.
The auction house has toured parts of the collection within the US and in Europe, Hong Kong, Beijing, and Shanghai. Last year, Asia became the second largest market for art sales behind the U.S.
So I think people are going to be watching China for who's going to be buying these really, really major pieces.
Though we may never know their names, buyers often remain anonymous. Betsy Bickar is an art advisor at City Private Bank. She says some of her clients will be bidding at the auction. They've waited years for an opportunity like this.
It's the kind of sale that it's going to be fun just to watch as theater alone.
She says wealthy individuals will be vying for the Matisses and Monets, not arts institutions.
I think if a museum were to acquire one of these works, it would be with the help of a benefactor. So, you know, museums certainly don't have acquisitions budgets that large.
Not that you need a vast budget for everything in the collection. Some of the family items are small and personal, with a nod to the Rockefellers' luxurious lifestyle. Mark Porter shows me a pair of David Rockefeller's gold cufflinks, which he says could go for at least $400. They're made
in the shape of martini glasses. The liquid is depicted by a triangular cut precious stone.
A window into one of America's wealthiest families and a glimpse at a gilded past. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.